Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Not too long ago, I finished cleaning out my library yet again, emptied out the whole room, which wasn't as massive a job as it might have seemed, because my library is in a tiny room under the eaves above my kitchen. In addition to having books on my bookshelves, I also had some odds and ends of photographs tucked in an old box. So naturally, I had to go through them too. And when I did, I found a picture of the way this house looked when we bought it back in 1988. And that made me think about natural versus human time. In a way, this place looked like a desert, relatively speaking, of course. The previous owners had done nothing in terms of landscaping, plus most of the area in front of the house was on fill. And during that time, we were experiencing drought conditions on top of it. So there was just a little bit of patchy grass and a couple annuals that the homeowner had tossed into the ground in hopes of brightening up the place and adding a couple thousand to the selling price. And I remember back then thinking, just aching to landscape this place and to, you know, just start planting stuff that would just fill in all those gaps as quickly as possible. And I made some big mistakes. Experienced gardeners will always caution you, if you want to have a perennial garden, to plant slow-growing, clumping perennials. And there's a really good reason for that, because plants grow a lot faster than you think they are. Sure, they're growing over years, and when you want them now, the idea that it will take several years is just unacceptable, particularly when you're young and impatient, or younger and more impatient as I was then. Since that time, I spend a good portion of every spring and summer pulling out some of those fast-growing perennials that threaten to take over not only the yard, but everything else. Nature doesn't tolerate fools lightly. And it's like, okay, you wanted it, you got it, now deal with it. Additionally, I discovered that when I disturbed the soil on a seemingly endless expanse of slope in front of the house, I awakened all kinds of sleeping plants, which rewarded me by growing like weeds. I wouldn't have minded if they had grown like weeds immediately, but they didn't. They waited until I had hauled good quality soil up that slope and planted seeds. Then they came up and thrived. Then I compounded my error because smack dab in the middle of this was a large black locust. I know that black locusts are having a rough time to the point of being endangered in some parts of the country, but not here. The black locust kept getting bigger and bigger, and it was shading more and more of the area where I wanted to grow flowers. Worse, the black locust had thorns from hell. So again, being impetuous, what did I do? I asked a friend to cut the tree down. Only after I asked him to cut it down did I actually read up on black locusts. And the reason I read up on black locusts is because all over that hillside, there started to appear little black locust trees, each one of them with thorns. Where I once had one black locust tree, now I have a whole slope filled. And as I discovered last winter, that when one in a line of those trees goes, it takes the whole line with it. What started out as a barren, desolate area of what to me looked like non-fertile soil incapable of supporting anything, now composed quite a collection of plant life. It's not the exotic, well-manicured garden that I had envisioned. Over the years, I've made my peace with it. I plant what grows. And some of the things that I plant, other people would consider weeds. Or rather, I would say some of the plants that I cultivate. Because sometimes they just show up. And I like the looks of them. And they grow slowly enough, and they tend to clump. And I can stay on top of them. But it's a daily reminder to me. A daily reminder to me about how patience has a way of paying off, you know? That one year it seems like nothing is going to grow. And the next time you look out the door and you think, oh my goodness, where did that tree come from? I remember digging up that blue spruce in the woods above the house and bringing it down. And now it's over 20 feet tall. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we have natural time in addition to human time, because it allows us to think big thoughts and to see evidence of big thinking that we'd otherwise never realize.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.